The Food and Drug Administration has banned generic OxyContin in favor of a new version that's less likely to be abused by snorting or injection. Thwarting misuse of the prescription drug this way could increase costs for patients, insurers, and government health programs. Nilesh Patel is a Green Bay doctor who specializes in chronic pain. He's ambivalent about the FDA's decision.
Whenever a generic drug is available, the cost always goes down. And so it's always a welcome thing, but this is a double-edged sword in this particular case because it is an addictive drug. It has had massive societal impact and its abuse and misuse.
Wisconsin's attorney general believes there will be less abuse of the newer patented OxyContin. J.B. Van Haan supports the FDA's decision not to let other companies in on the market. But with no generic alternative, law enforcement is concerned those abusing OxyContin may turn to heroin.
Well, there is a concern, and unfortunately, it's already happening. I think we have a new generation of heroin users and abusers who have turned to heroin because it's easier to access and is cheaper than prescription opioids.
States are trying a number of ways to limit abuse of prescription painkillers. One of them is a community collection program for unwanted, unused drugs. Wisconsin will participate in the National Take Back Day, April 27th. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.